Welcome to Spread the Love Inc.'s fifth podcast.
What up, what up?
5550, baby.
Keeping it real on spring break.
Oh, anyways, we have a very, very special guest with us today.
This guest is so special to us, we would marry him.
We would.
If we were gay.
Yeah, if we were gay. Definitely.
But we're not gay, so...
Let the drum roll here. We got... Matthew freaking Herna.
Matthew Francis Herna.
What's up?
Oh. Wow, redlining it there.
Redlining. I'm sorry about that. Getting a little excited here. But the reason I'm excited is because this movie, you guys, is going to be just phenomenal. We've been working very hard on it and can't wait till it's released.
You're talking pretty fast like that Miley Cyrus on the red carpet.
Just going crazy.
But that's okay. It's good to have you with us.
It's exciting. I love really you.
I've had like 12 Mountain Dews today. Give me a break.
Matthew, tell us what we've been filming today. Well, you were filming before I got here.
Well, we did a few things. First, we are working on a ukulele Guitar Hero skit. Should be pretty funny. Not quite complete yet, but we should wrap that up tonight.
Yes.
Did some crazy bike tricks, trying to ride down a mountain. And then we started making an Iron Man costume.
Oh. Out of cardboard.
And when I got here, it was the sexiest thing a nerd like me could see.
Yep.
Again, not gay, but I'm just saying.
Joel was wearing the sweet and ever so sexy Spider-Man costume. It was pretty sweet.
You'll get to see me in a leotard in this movie.
Yeah, that's true. True story.
It was hot. You could see his undies.
But it was really cold outside. They made me go outside and they kicked me around a little bit. So
20 below. It was like kind of wrestling in Alaska. I know I don't have a life.
That's probably true, but that's okay.
But, we've been keeping it real. We filmed a few different things with the costumes. We tested the durability of Iron Man, and it lasted for a little bit.
Yeah, we had to tape him up a couple times, and, definitely.
I had, a really tight spandex Spider-Man costume kind of riding up my crotch.
About that.
About that, Joel.
It's kind of scary.
Scary, it hurt.
Sorry.
You can imagine.
Yeah, we just wanted to come today and say hello. Hello, Obama, if you're listening.
Yes, Barack.
Hope you do well.
Yeah.
As long as you keep it real and spread the love.
True, Barack is probably not going to be listening to this, but if you do, we love you. Representing Spread the Love, Inc.
Well, God's listening to this, so we can... Hey, God, what's up?
Make
keeping it real.
Hey, we love you.
Love you.
Thank you.
Yeah?
You down with that G-O-D?
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah.
So, but anyways, we're like Matthew said, we're going to finish the Ukulele Hero tonight.
Yep. It's going to be intense tomorrow.
Brian has mentioned this before in some podcasts, some Ukulele Hero action.
It's pretty hot.
I don't know if you've seen the pictures online, but it looks pretty sexy.
Jeremiah S. Jones is in the other room warming up the PS2 for the ukulele.
What does the S stand for?
I just pulled the S from my rectum. Thanks, Joel. Thanks.
Sorry, I didn't know. I thought it meant something.
Yeah, you guys, we got a lot of great footage, but we still want to film a lot more. So if anybody has any good suggestions, please just contact us.
Hit us for up, real, dude. For real.
MySpace, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. Just
call
Google
Brian.
Spread the Love, Inc.
Whatever. We'll put Brian's cell phone number online for you to call him.
Yeah. Random times in the night.
It doesn't even have to be about the movie. You can just call him.
I know a lot of you younger girls like Brian out there. So.
Bye.
I love that you're married.
Yeah. It's okay.
Maybe we won't show this to Tom.
Oh, she'll love it.
She will.
She likes it.
She's going to worship.
How come your wife said I couldn't sleep in your guys' bed with you tonight?
I don't know.
What is that all about?
I'm welcoming you with open arms.
Good.
Am I allowed to?
Definitely.
All right.
She'll get used to
Spread the Love, Inc. sandwich.
We fit into...
True story.
We fit into tighter situations, so I think we can make it work.
Definitely.
Actually, this is the size of my old bed that we slept on.
Yeah. Together.
You sure we want to be broadcasting this on the internet?
It was before a Stan concert.
Yep,
that didn't sound good either.
It was delicious.
It was just sleep. We weren't doing stuff.
We're not homos here. Not hating the homos.
Yeah, not hating.
Homosexuals. We love you.
And when we say gay and fag, we mean in the lovingest way possible.
We're just here to spread the love.
Nothing wrong with the Peter Puffers.
Oh, it's okay. We have another guest inside the room here.
Is that the official term?
Her name is Shelly. Matthew's girlfriend.
Woo!
Shelly, we would be more than happy to have you say hello.
So, they got a room, and apparently we're in it with them. What do you have to say to that, Shelly?
Say something.
Just say hello.
Hello.
There.
Hallelujah. It's raining men.
It seems everybody that's not in that like Autumn wouldn't say hello to us the other time.
Yeah.
But we got Shelly on here, so it's all good.
Thank you, Shelly. Many blessings to you and your family.
Yes, many blessings.
Oh, it's crazy. We're just going to throw down some more filming. Maybe some more pictures tomorrow and some more filming tomorrow as well.
Yeah, maybe another podcast.
Another podcast.
I don't know.
Maybe a video or something.
Rolling in the hay. We don't know.
Hope you people are ready for some hardcore sassafras action.
Oh, it's coming at you like a freight train.
Oh, the official name of the movie is voted on by the fans, with the exception of Jeremiah Jones, who voted for Nerds and Turds like a million times.
Yeah.
But the official name is Sassafras Man 2, The Blunderguff Chronicles.
Tell them what a blundergruff is.
So Brian and I were looking for little cute little words online that we thought would fit with the movie title. And, well, we were looking at British slang, and we came across blunderguff, and Brian's on the phone saying, "Hey, Joel, blunderguff." And I'm like, "What's a blunderguff?" And he's like, reading it off to me, "It's apparently a fart let off when a beautiful woman walks into the room." I'm down with that.
I'd say it pretty much wraps up what our movie is.
Yeah, it's
a complete synopsis.
It is a fart let off when a beautiful woman comes into the room. I mean, come on.
We're awkward around beautiful women.
Hello. Yeah, you should see Brian interacting with Autumn.
Yeah. It's bad.
All right, well, we love you guys. Keep
Definitely.
It real. Hit us up. Give us comments. Give us input.
Spread the love wherever you go.
If you're listening to this, comment on our podcast. Tell us what you think. Hit us up with ideas.
Tell us how much we suck. Whatever.
Yep. You know, spread the hate. Spread the love. But we want you to definitely...
Well, you spread the criticism in a loving way, man.
Correct.
You say, "You guys freaking suck, but I love you."
We're people, too. We have feelings.
Yes.
Yes.
We have beating hearts.
Everyone except for Dane.
He's got two hearts. Sorry, Dean. I'm not hating, dude. I love you, Dean. Dean, hey, Dean. Next time we'll hit you up. We'll try to do a Skype thing.
Dean, the lean machine. Oh. Yeah, work it.
Feed the Dean.
Crisco. Sorry.
Crisco.
Yeah, he was lagging up in the Crisco.
Oh, that's slip and slide.
Hello.
And he put it. Well, we'll save that for you guys. This is going on and on. So, love you.
Bye.
I love juice.